Well, howdy, guys. Now, here's a high-powered, high-flying executive at a very large company. No, she isn't. She's an influencer. And she was arrested at an airport, I think in Morocco, for indecency. Apparently, she made some content and put it online. They try to turn everywhere into a brothel, don't they? She apparently claims it was manipulated by AI. Now, this femme apparently has 1 million followers, I think, on Instagram or something. But she does the same content as every other influencer. You know, it's all about persona. Dressing up in all different types of clothes. Standing there, taking pictures. Showing these exotic places and how much money she must be worth. And of course, it's all fake and false. And if she has that many followers, there's usually a side hustle, if you know what I mean. But I'm just wondering, how did she get so many followers? Femmes have been given the ability to be anything they want. To get into any job with ease. Far easier than males who have to work hard to get there. And what do they do with it? Well, they either do OnlyFans or influencer. Which is basically just a step up from the oldest profession in the world. And it's all to get attention and validation. And of course, money, of course. That's why these femmes, these gym tots, they go into gyms, hopefully there's all males there. They wear a provocative outfit or something that's been sprayed on. And of course, they're looking to get attention and maybe cause some chaos and drama at the same time. Femmes have shown themselves for their real true nature. They basically objectify themselves any time they get a chance to. They're selling the only thing they really have. Sex and debauchery. And unfortunately, there's not such a market for it these days. Because the market is saturated everywhere with it. And I bet you a lot of this femmes fans are femmes themselves. Because nearly all femmes want this same lifestyle. Going beautiful places, wearing lovely clothes, just standing there. And getting attention. Could femmes become any more shallower than they are? Anyway, the investigation is continuing. Nothing will happen to this femme at all. You ever seen an area in a city, say, that's taken over by prostitutes? It brings that area of the city right down to the gutter. Then comes the drugs. Property values go down. Anyway, guys, I'll put a link to the news item down below. Take it easy.